This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Personal injury of any sort, it's a big deal. And injury attorney David Femininio has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is dedicated to ensuring you get the care you need and get your life back on track. So when you're injured, make one phone call to David Femininio, 855-65-CRASH, or go to that website, GetDavidGetPaid.com. Get your life back on track. GetDavidGetPaid.com. 5 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Odyssey.com Rewind. You missed anything. We opened with wings. We touched on faking your own death to watch the opening day of the tournament. Not really, but just can you get the day off? But here's the power stat, as we are obviously less than 24 hours from the tourney. Enrico, you are the arbiter of justice. I need you and Kenny and David and you, the people, to tell me if this is something or nothing. Because this would seem like a death sentence for Michigan State basketball. Here we go. Of the AP top 10 teams entering the NCAA tournament who began the season unranked, 37 of them have received a number one or number two seed. Exactly none of the 37 have made the Final Four. You start the season unranked, you have a great year, you earn a one or a two, you go in top 10, 0 for 37 making the Final Four. The two teams this year that qualify, Michigan State and St. John's. Something or nothing. And I know rules are made to be broken.
Right.
Records happen and they're made to be broken. I understand all of it. I am not telling you. I just, when I read it, I sounded like the little monkey in the sound clip we have from Planet of the Apes.
No, Mike, you're not the only one. Because when I was reading like different stats and I saw that, I was like, oh, okay, wow.
Is it something or nothing and why? And I'll throw the number out. And I'm not mad if people go, it's nothing. This is about us. It's us versus everybody. Do whatever you like. 248-539-9797. Something or nothing.
Mike, it was something for me for about 5 minutes until I finished reading more stats about the tournament. And then I felt a little better. And I felt like it balanced it out. Because that's just horrifying if you're a State fan or if you're a St. John's fan. Of knowing, hey, you're a two seed and you're not going anywhere. You're not going to go to the Final Four. The thing that balanced it out for me was the fact that the stat that whenever an Izzo-led MSU team is either a one or a two seed, mm-hmm. 5 out of 7 times they've made the Final Four. So when I read that, I felt a little better. Like, okay. Maybe, you know, but you know me. I'm a stickler for things like that. So yes, I love these weird little stats. And yeah, for about 5 minutes, and honestly, it still bothers me. That's that bothers me. That
is there.
I'll be real with you. I won't be Kremlin radio. It bothers me that I hear this and it's just like, wow, I did not know that. But yeah, I guess last season Iowa State fit the criteria and they lost in the Sweet 16. So it's something that, you know, I will feel better once they make it to the Sweet 16 because I do think that it's favorable for them. I don't think that Auburn will be there in the Elite Eight game. But
been all over it with Auburn.
You gotta get out of that first weekend. But yeah, it. When I found that stat about MSU, it was. And David, for you, the stat for Michigan, the times that they have been in the tournament, they've made it to the Sweet 16. So,
something or nothing, people. Again, the power stat.
Now that Mike, that is a funny because we actually my man Harold hit me with that stat at the end of our pod, and I was just like, whoa. Yeah, I know.
248-539-9797. If you were unranked to start the year, you had a wonderful season and finished in the top 10, you got a 1 or 2 seed, congrats. 0-37 making the Final Four. Look, I think there's already, it's well established. It took me till the very end of the year to be like, well, I guess they could win it. Their three-point shooting is, you know, we'll take that. Good enough. We gave out, like, I doubted them all year. But am I confident? No. It took a lot for me just to get to the point where I said, okay, fine. If there's 8-9 teams that can win it, they're one. Do I think they're winning it? Absolutely not.
Well, get ready to sound like the monkey from Planet of the Apes. Based off of the stats that you said, Mike, 63% of the 2 seeds that met that criteria, 15 of 24 lost in the first or second round. 63% of the 2 seeds.
Can I just say this? If they lose in the first or second round, Tom's got to retire.
He won't, but I get what you're saying. It won't happen, but at that
if that happened, for his own good, not out of spite, brother, like, dude, go enjoy your life.
If they lose in the first or second round, basically you become the Detroit Lions last year. You had this great season and you got nothing to show for it. And most fans won't even want to try to remember this year.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Jace Richardson will be an afterthought because it's like, we wasted him. So, no, if that happens, no Spartan fan's going to be happy at all. You will just forget all about this. The same way most people forget about how great they were the year they lost to Syracuse. They only lost 4 times that year. And most people don't remember that.
David, something or nothing. Totally okay if you say nothing. Totally okay if you say, all right, my bracket's complete, state's dead. Whatever you like.
Here's, when I first saw that stat, it was definitely something. But when you combine it with, you're in the same region as Auburn.
Yeah.
I think that cancels out this stat for Michigan.
I love
State.
How Auburn has turned in from juggernaut into
correct
homeless people.
Correct.
Not homeless.
It kind of cancels it out for me because of that.
David, that's why for me, they have to make it out of Cleveland. If they make it out of Cleveland, I think things get Believe it or not, they will get easier.
Well, and then the other stat you just brought up doesn't bode well for making it out of Cleveland. So, yeah, I think it's something for sure. But in my mind, I think it gets canceled out. I think Michigan State makes it to the Final Four.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a stickler for numbers and stuff like these and these types of facts. I love this type of
scary,
stuff.
Scary, isn't it?
I know.
It?
So scary. I just wanted to present it because I knew immediately I'm already a pessimist about them, so it would guide me one direction. But 0-37 is 0-37. I mean, Kenny, I know it's not your forte, it's not hockey, but like numbers and data matter. When I read that stat, something or nothing.
I'll be the contrarian here. I'll say nothing. Stats like these, I mean, to me, this screams coincidence. This doesn't scream like it actually has any value. At least it doesn't to me.
Coincidence?
If it was any other sport, I would say the same thing. It's a nothing burger for me.
Okay. No effect on Kenny Cott.
To his point, Steve from Livonia is texting and saying, given the landscape changes of college basketball of late, the stat regarding the preseason ranking isn't entirely apples to apples anymore. So okay. He's going with nothing.
All right.
Yeah, I mean, and it's still funny. It's, you know, who was, I think, preseason number one team?
It wasn't UNC, was it?
No. It was Kansas.
Kansas, UNC, and UConn were all like top 10, and they were all terrible.
I think Purdue was fourth.
Yeah, I give up on that. Go ahead, David.
Someone says, yes, this is definitely something. You just scared me.
I didn't do it for that purpose.
I was hoping for Michigan State.
I'm just saying, look, MSU didn't play till Friday night. Michigan will be more of the conversation tomorrow. But this stat was something I had to bring up. Because if you're filling out your brackets, there's your final swan song. If you have St. John's or MSU in the Final Four, you are making history because 37 times teams with that profile have gotten here, and they are 0-37.
A Michigan fan texts in and says, I put $15 down now on Michigan because of this stat for Michigan State.
Well, hold on. Now, I don't have a bracket in front of me. I'm not a boomer. North Carolina plays Ole Miss.
Mm-hmm.
So if Michigan were to win against UC San Diego, win against A&M, they get, is it the winner of the Ole Miss pod? I don't have it in front of me.
It would be the Ole Miss, Auburn,
okay. Iowa State, all that over there.
Look,
yeah.
No, Michigan State would get Iowa State.
Oh, but for Michigan, listen, if they clear the first round game, it'll be a war to 50 against A&M. But their region, again, Auburn, to me, I'm not ready to bail on them that they are garbage the way you guys are.
Oh, no, Mike, I'm not saying they're garbage.
No, I know. You've been ahead of it where you're like, nope, not winning it.
But it's based off of stuff like this, so I can't be hypocritical because, under Bruce Pearl, they don't do so well.
It's true. And he sweats a lot. You can't bet on a sweaty coach. It's just, it's rules.
You would think that he would get a nice NIL package from some deodorant company? Yeah.
Jesus, or like, I don't know, don't doctors do those shots in the armpits to make people stop smelling?
Or just some t-shirt place and be like, we hide the sweat.
Anything.
Yeah.
Or he could just go with a quarter zip, solve the problem. Go ahead. What was Sean Miller the other one?
Yeah.
I mean, that guy, forget about it. He would always wear a white shirt.
Bro, he would just drink water and sweat.
All right, we'll get some of the people. We'll get the ticket text. Your power stat of the day. Yes, David.
Huge signing for the Lions. I'll tell you about it next.
Don't mess with my emotions. You being real? Oh, all right. I hope you're being serious because the people don't deserve to be messed with.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor super fan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.